Carlo, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
You're right.
And we're into the last half hour of the show, the entrepreneur slot.
It is, every and Thursday from 1:30.
You've lined up a very interesting lady.
Oh, good.
Back
I'm
to
sure.
jobs and job seeking.
I know. Bit of a link there, I think, to our previous stories.
Young people, though, within this kind of job environment.
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to ask her. Okay. It's a pleasure to welcome Iba Masood, who's the co-founder and the CEO of Gradbury. How are you doing, Miss?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And thank you for having me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure, though. Let's start with Gradbury. It is, as I understand, the Middle East's first career portal for student internships and graduate jobs.
Yes, indeed.
Recently launched and, as I understand, doing very well. A wonderful website, by the way. I really, really liked your website. And it has
thank you.
I mean, the amount of websites I think myself and Carlo trawl through constantly. And this one stood out because I thought, this is so cool. It works. It really does work. It's layout and everything. And it makes such a massive difference, I think.
Did you register? I couldn't do the registration, but I think it was more to do with the system rather
than
your website.
Are you looking for a job? No, I didn't.
Were you trying to register as a student?
A student of life.
There's some areas that seem to be unaccessible or non-accessible unless you've...
Maybe you're too old.
...loaded on. Do you think too old? Okay, listen, let's get back to it. It's fabulously designed, very easy to kind of navigate.
It is, it's nice.
But for people listening in, tell us a little bit about what it is.
Yes. All right, sure. Well, Gradbury.com really started out as an idea when I was a student at university. And it was really when we noticed that there was a big lack in the job market for a site that really aggregated student internships, graduate jobs, and also dispelled advice and career insights to students and fresh graduates. So, September 2011, I quit my job. I had a great full-time job, and I decided to quit it and went into Gradbury.com full-time. So we spent about two very, very hectic months developing the site, and November 2011, right on schedule, we launched the site with $200. And basically, wow. It was me, myself, and Sayed Ahmed. He's the CTO of Gradbury.com. And basically, what we're aiming to do here is we're aiming to get, I would say, the 16 to 23 age segment. Of course, there can be a lot older as well, depending on when they started school. But what we're trying to do here is we're basically trying to connect universities, students, and employers, and have a big one-stop shop for students and graduates who are trying to really pursue internships, jobs. And I mean, we have a lot of ideas for how we're going to expand it in the future as well. But I would say basically what we have right now is the very beta 1.0 version, the very basic thing that we could build with $200.
So that's amazing. So what you used to create the whole business was $200.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I was 21. My co-founder was 22, and it was basically in September that we just pooled together all of our money. I remember we were sitting in at my university, American University of Sharjah, at one of the study rooms, and we just literally just reached into our pocket and we're like, okay, this is how much I have, this is how much he has. We're like, this is what our budget is, and this is what we need to create the site with.
Who
how
produced
did you do
it? That amount of money, because you speak to website developers and
like
even Facebook page
thousands.
Uploaders. Mm. Yeah, it's thousands of dirhams. It's mental money.
Exactly. So what we decided to do is that we literally sat down, and I remember over summer that we learned web design and web dev. So I did a little bit of the graphic design. Sayed did majority of the coding and the development of the site. Basically, what my main responsibility was, coming up with the overall idea, marketing, figuring out how to really get the word out on the site and make sure that we're getting the right amount of traffic. So we literally did everything ourselves. When we first started out, I didn't even know how to use Twitter. And now we're one of the top 10 Twitter accounts in the entire Middle East. So it's really incredible. I had absolutely no idea about, it was just, it was just theory that I had studied in university. And honestly, a lot of it wasn't very useful. You know, when you're really starting out as an entrepreneur, one of the most difficult things is really maneuvering through legislation and the legalities that can be involved in the UAE. So it was literally just, Sayed and I would say, taking baby steps and just trying to learn everything as quickly as possible.
Mm. But now you're obviously fully registered, up and running.
Yes, exactly.
And it seems doing very, very well. But I suppose that was the marketing also, was that done through sort of social media? And
yes, what we decided to do was that we wanted to have a $0 marketing budget. So we started off with social media, just really interacting with students, asking them what kind of issues and challenges they're facing currently, even interacting with universities, career managers, counselors, various entities, I would say, in the market. And just through interactions, we really got some great feedback. And I would say that really helped in the development of the site. Right now what we have is, what our initial idea was is very different from what we produce today because of the budget constraints. So, in the future, we're really looking at expanding the portal, and we already, I would say it's really interesting because what we see up on the site today is really, I would say, 5% of what we had imagined. Right. But it's definitely going to take time for us to produce what we really have.
How's the traffic? Because without it, you don't exist.
Exactly. Well, when we first started out, we were doing about maybe 500 page views, and we went up to 1,000, and now we're doing about 1 million hits per month and 10,000 page views monthly.
And is this Middle East?
Yes, this
wide.
Is Middle East, UK, US. And we just had our first visitors from Sierra Leone. I mean, it's literally like all over the world. Just the other day, we had some students from Jamaica that were asking us questions about what kind of I would say forms they would need to fill to study in Dubai. So I mean, it's really incredible. Like it's amazing. We get emails, we get tweets from people all over the world that are saying that we're making a difference, and it's just been incredible.
What I always find fascinating is that I don't know what the point is. It's some kind of a flip point where you begin small with $200, you put it out there, and then it just goes viral. Was there a point that you went, oh wow? Hang on a second.
Yes.
Or was it just a gradual thing?
It was actually, there was a point. I remember it was literally because what we did in September was that we first launched our marketing strategy up to the point of when we launched. So it was more like, we were interacting with students, we were telling them, 2 months left. And it was, I remember it was the point where our launch date was November 15th and it was 12 a.m. And it was November 14th, 11:58 when traffic it was absolutely ridiculous. Like the spike that we saw, and we were scared that our servers would go down.
Oh my God.
So it was literally me and Sayed. I'm at home in my bedroom. Sayed's at home in his bedroom. And we're just like, we're just online. We also had a support team of a couple of students who were helping us out. So we were all just literally praying that, the servers wouldn't go down. And that somehow we'd be able to pull through, and amazingly we did, and it was just this huge spike, and people were literally like emailing and tweeting. They're like, it's 11:59 and there's 15 seconds left.
Wow.
till the launch time, and we're just like, please, just give us a little bit of time. It might take 10 more seconds, and it went up, and that
so
was
it's
when
just from then, right?
Exactly. And everybody was just like, registering for an invite to the site. However, you could still apply to jobs through our Facebook app, but one of the things that we did was that we had an invite system at the beginning because we wanted to really slowly test out the system and see what kind of feedback the students have.
How do you make money?
I was just about to ask that.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a tricky question. So what we do is right now, what our monetization strategy is that we're mainly making money off of employers. We don't anyway have plans to ever charge students to use the site because, I know that there are a lot of sites that are coming out currently that are actually charging students to apply to jobs. And we think that's slightly unfair because, the thing is that the students are the ones that need the help the most. So even if we do charge them, it would probably be for workshops or for any kind of additional CV advice that we give. But for now, basically what we're doing is we're charging employers to post jobs, to get access to resumes, get access to CVs. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to really fine tune it and make the system a lot better. So currently what employers have now is the beta 1.0 system. And so far we've had 70 students and graduates employed at several companies all over the UAE.
So do you work like a recruitment consultancy where you take a commission, say for a part of the annual salary, etc.?
No.
Or is it just a one-off fee?
It's literally a one-off fee, yes. Right. Because, if we go into the recruitment agency route, then you're really going offline, I would say. Our whole strategy from the very beginning is to have an online startup. I mean, and also to like really drive sales or drive revenue through, user interface, through the technology really behind the startup. So I would say that in a lot of ways, we're not even in the recruitment sector. We're actually in, I would say, the education sector. Right. And that's where we're really trying to move into later
on. So how do you manage a site? website, talk me through it hypothetically. Say that you've got a company that's looking for a particular posting or a particular person for a particular post. Do they put that on the website and then you just let the magic happen sort of thing? Or do you actually match people up and work it that way?
It actually works both ways because, I mean, one of the routes that we have is that employers, and just yesterday we had our first job postings from the UK. So employers, what they do is that they normally post a job on Gradberry and then you know, they start receiving the CVs. However, if they want a more tailor-made service, then that's the second stage where we can actually come in and start...
filtering it.
Exactly. Right. Yes, you got it.
As I would imagine, you know, if you've got so many hits already, then that's quite a huge process possibly for a particular client to go through all those CVs.
The amazing thing is that... because what we try to do is we're actually trying to train students and graduates to only apply to jobs that
really
match
relevant.
Their skills.
Okay.
Exactly. So that's why we're seeing employers, they're not actually receiving that huge quantity of CVs that you might see on other job sites. Mm. Because on other job sites, you have professionals. You have people with 3 to 5 years, 10 years, 15 years of experience as well. They're all pushed in together. This is more of a niche portal. So you're actually seeing lesser amounts of applications. And one of the things that we're really hoping to do in the future is to even, take a next step and have students and graduates even perhaps play some sort of games or play interact so that they can even have like some sort of scores attached to their resume, because we honestly believe that the resume is going to die out in the next couple of years.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
What's it going to be replaced by?
I mean, I think it's really going to be replaced by what kind of skills graduates or even professionals possess, what their networks are like. For example, if you're connected to a certain number of professionals, if you're in sales, let's say, if you're applying for a sales position, and then in that case, it really depends upon how many connections you have in your network, because then you can actually sell to those people as well. So I actually think it's going to be based on, for example, you know, your clout score, how many connections you have on social media, plus any kind of video resumes or any kind of different, I would say,
different
personal
sort
profiles
of things,
that you've created online that might be on Presume or on Prezi or About.me. So I think it's the whole process is going to become more digital, more social, and it's really going to move away from the resume, because there's only a certain amount of information you can display on a resume. And I mean, for example, you can't really show what different kinds of skills you might have in terms of presentation skills
you
or
can't
even
feel
selling.
It. You can't feel it as a flat sheet.
Exactly.
So the approach you're discussing is kind of giving it a second and third dimension.
Yes.
And are you seeing that more and more companies sort of embracing this? Because there is still that very sort of traditional way of recruiting, isn't there? You send your CV, your covering letter, and the interview process and da-da-da. But are companies becoming a lot more kind of dynamic and up to date, do you think, with the new processes and way?
I think it really depends on the firm itself. I mean, there are some firms that are really embracing this change that we're facing into recruitment 3.0. However, there are some firms that are really not embracing this whatsoever, and they're still stuck on 2.0, I would say. So I think it's going to take a couple of years, and there are a lot of major players that are coming into the market, especially we're seeing a lot of new recruitment strategies being placed in the US and the UK. And I think it's going to be a little bit gradual for the Middle East. However, what we're trying to do is we're trying to embrace that change early on, you know, and really implement it when we're launching the next version of the site.
I love the name.
Yeah, Gradberry.
Yeah,
it's great.
The Blackberry kind of facilitated communication in a way that it hadn't been, at least for me, before. And this is kind of what you're doing with your portal and your business system.
Yeah. The name...
Sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt. I'm really sorry.
No,
we're going to have to take a quick break. We've got loads more to talk about with you, though, so do stay with us.